And saying thank you is a tried and true method of expressing gratitude. And what better time to send a thank you note than on Thanksgiving? But if you are struggling to remember the last time you sent a thank you note, you are not alone. A recently published study looked into why we send thank you cards and why so many of us simply don't. Amit Kumar is the co-author of the study and a marketing professor at the University of Texas in Austin. He joins us on the line from there now. Good afternoon.
Hi, Margaret. How are you?
Good, thanks. I feel like I need to send you a thank you note after this interview.
Well, I'll certainly appreciate it if you do.
Okay, well, let's get started. We'll get to what you learned from the study in a moment, but why did you want to look into this?
So one thing that occurred to me as I was sort of reading the scientific literature on this topic is that folks have been making the case for a while now, about 15 years, that expressing gratitude improves well-being, and yet it seemed to me like people don't really walk around in their day-to-day lives giving thanks to people all that often, so that made us curious as to why they might not.
So how did you actually conduct the research for this?
So what we did is we had participants write a gratitude letter to another person who had impacted them in some way, who had done something meaningful for them. We then had those participants make predictions about how their recipient would feel as a result of their letter. And then subsequently, we followed up with those recipients to measure how they actually felt. So in particular, we asked letter writers to predict how surprised, how happy, and how awkward recipients would feel. And then when recipients told us how they really felt, we were then able to compare those responses to expectations.
And so what were the main takeaways? I mean, you mentioned awkward. I know sometimes I don't send things because I think it's going to be awkward. People will think it's weird.
Turns out you're not alone in thinking that, but you're also not alone in being a little bit misguided in thinking that. So what we found is that senders of these notes of appreciation significantly underestimated how surprised recipients would be about why they were grateful. They overestimated how awkward recipients would feel, and they underestimated how positive recipients would feel overall. So, in other words, people seem to be a bit miscalibrated in terms of just how positive the value of expressing gratitude can be for recipients.
So how important are actually the words that we write and the sentiments in the thank you note compared to just getting that note, that written note that seems so rare these days?
Another part of this research is actually that we found that senders, that letter writers, are actually inordinately concerned with that very question of sort of getting the words just right. Those are the things that people think about when they're composing a letter like this, but it turns out that they're especially worried about matters like that when maybe they shouldn't be. So I think that this research suggests that that's actually a barrier that that's a misguided barrier. People who are expressors of gratitude tend to think about these acts in terms of their competence at sort of expressing their gratitude. So, am I going to be articulate? Is it going to be well written? Am I going to get the words just right so that I can really express how I feel? But when you're a recipient of one of these letters, it turns out that you care more about matters of warmth or pro-social intent or sincerity. So as long as somebody's done something nice for you as a recipient, you're likely to feel quite positive as a result of that.
And I'm curious about the format. Is it just as effective if I send a text or a social media message or maybe one of those electronic thank you cards?
That's a great question, and to be honest, we don't know the answer to that question from this research. So we actually had people send emails. It's an open question as to whether, you know, a handwritten note, an actual thank you card, as you put it, would have the same effect. I actually would suspect that exactly how you express your gratitude, at least theoretically, would have a relatively smaller impact on recipients than the act of expression itself. So I think just doing something matters quite a bit. And then exactly how you do it, that's something that people might worry about a bit too much to the point where they don't even bother doing it in the first place.
I'm going to be honest, I often write thank you cards and then just never get around to sending them, you know, those physical ones, but I can always fire off an email. So maybe it's better for me to fire off the email than write the unsent thank you cards.
Yeah, some folks definitely ask me about this sort of medium or channel by which you communicate your gratitude, because they think that it's only the handwritten notes that are meaningful to recipients. That doesn't seem to be the case. At least in our research, we found that emailed gratitude letters produced the effects that we observed. That said, it would be interesting to see if there were differences based on exactly how you expressed gratitude.
Now, how has this research impacted you personally? I mean, are you writing more thank you notes?
Yeah, I'd say I probably started expressing gratitude a bit more often in my day-to-day life as a result of conducting these experiments. I think a powerful sort of realization that comes from doing work on these types of topics around happiness and well-being is that actually changes that seem sort of small or simple can make a pretty big difference when it comes to how we feel and how we treat others. So one thing, one sort of tangible thing that I've actually done since conducting this research is I have cards on hand, and just having them right there in front of me on my desk, I can see them right now, in fact, makes me more likely to actually write the card than if I didn't have those cards readily available.
Well, don't be like me and don't send them. Do you feel better after you've sent them?
So we certainly found... Personally, I do get a lot of value from expressing gratitude. That's something that we measured in our studies as well. We collected data on how the senders felt, and they reported feeling significantly better than they normally feel after composing these letters. In some experiments, we also collected sort of a baseline measure. So before we asked them how they felt before they started writing their letter, and then again afterwards, and their moods had significantly improved. So expressing gratitude is something that improves the well-being of those who are expressing it as well as those who are receiving it.
Well, I would like to thank you for doing this interview today, and I might send you an email saying that. So.
Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. I didn't say that at the onset. I should have.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Amit Kumar is a marketing professor at the McComb School of Business at the University of Texas in Austin.